to this story here in Luke chapter 19. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house." So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, "He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner." Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Let's pray. Father, let us see Jesus as Zacchaeus did. And let us be transformed by Jesus, so that like Zacchaeus, we too no longer cling to our money and possessions, but rather give generously to the poor. Father, we thank you that your Son came to seek and to save that which was lost. Help us to know him and to delight in him because of this. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So there's a man in Jericho named Zacchaeus. Luke tells us that this man's occupation was tax collector. What we today know as an IRS agent. And he was not just a tax collector. He was a chief tax collector. He had a whole bunch of tax collectors working for him. Now, in these days, the IRS has come up with all kinds of incredibly complicated formulas that describe how much you owe under every conceivable financial circumstance on the surface of the earth, and then some. The Roman tax authorities did not work that way. In the Roman Empire, if you wanted to be a tax collector, you put in your bid and you said, "I'll collect taxes in the town of Jericho, and I'll bring in whatever, right? 100,000 denarii per year for Caesar." And the next guy bid and said, "Well, I'll bring in 105,000. The third guy bids and he said, "Well, I think I can get 95,000 and I'll pay better than these other two." So the Roman authorities would take the bids and then they would pick the bid that they liked. And that tax collector had authority to collect taxes. He was allowed to collect as much as he could. He had legal authority to do that. And then he just had to pay the amount that he had bid to the local authorities. So, some of us are big fans of privatization, getting the government out of stuff. I don't know that any of us wants to see a privately run IRS that's more effective and efficient. Maybe we would. But that's what Zacchaeus was. He was a privately run IRS contractor who spent his time going around shaking down people for their tax money and managing a whole fleet of tax collectors. So this is what Zacchaeus does. And he lives in Jericho, and Jesus comes to Jericho. Zacchaeus wants to see Jesus, and all of you hopefully remember this from Sunday school. Zacchaeus climbing up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see, and as the Savior passed that way, and so on. And that's exactly what happened. Jesus looked up in the tree. Jesus paid attention to Zacchaeus. Now, the whole crowd knew this guy, and then they all said, "He's gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." Can you believe it? Zacchaeus is a sinner. Well known to be a sinner by the entire town of Jericho. That doesn't bother the Lord. The Lord says, Zacchaeus, get out of the tree. I am coming to your house. Why does Jesus invite himself into Zacchaeus' house? The answer is pretty obvious. He's inviting himself into not just Zacchaeus' house, but into Zacchaeus' heart, into Zacchaeus' life. Jesus is saying, I'm coming in, and you will take me. You will receive me. Zacchaeus doesn't have a choice. And what's more, it doesn't bother him that he doesn't have a choice. He received him joyfully. Wow, Jesus, thank you for coming in. He was excited to host the Lord. So the crowd didn't like that. He's a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and, unprompted, says this, Lord, I give half my goods to the poor. Just, he visits with Jesus for an undetermined amount of time, you know, maybe half an hour, maybe an hour or two. And suddenly, after that point, Zacchaeus is saying, I'm worth 50 million, 25 million is going out the door to the poor. I give half my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. So he admits, I've probably taken from people by lying and saying, you're not a friend of Caesar. Pay up! Zacchaeus says, if I took 5 denarii, I'll give back 20. If I took 50, I'll give back 200. He will restore fourfold. Jesus hears that and tells him, today salvation has come to this house. Well, Jesus had come to Zacchaeus' house. Jesus is there in the house, but he doesn't say, today I've come to your house. He says, today salvation has come to your house. Jesus is salvation. Jesus saves. He saves Zacchaeus. And Luke signals to us that Zacchaeus has been saved because of his changed attitude toward money and possessions. Zacchaeus no longer lived for money. Zacchaeus gave to the poor, and Zacchaeus restored what he had wrongfully taken. By the way, folks, there's no statute of limitations on restitution. If you've taken something unlawfully at any point in your life, it's not too late to pay it back. That's what Zacchaeus did. One of the men I used to worship with in my church as a child, he has cancer. He thinks he probably doesn't have long to live. He said he's been convicted about things he's taken from his workplace over the years, and he's making restitution. That's what Zacchaeus does. What I've done wrong, what I've taken falsely, I'm giving it back. So Jesus says salvation has come. And then he gives the reason. It's because Zacchaeus is a son of Abraham. Now, not every physical descendant of Abraham got saved. Jesus says, the promise I made to Abraham that all of his seed would be mine, I'm keeping that promise today by saving this degraded, greedy sinner. I am taking him away from his tax-collecting lifestyle and into the kingdom of heaven. And then Jesus says one other reason. He saves Zacchaeus not just because of his promise to Abraham, but also because the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The whole reason Jesus came to earth was to find the lost. Zacchaeus was very lost. And in your lives, if you've known anyone who lived for money, or if you've been that person who lived for money, you know that those people are very lost. Jesus found Zacchaeus. It says Zacchaeus came out to see Jesus, but Jesus saw Zacchaeus and said, you're found. I'm inviting myself into your life, and your attitude toward money will never be the same. So if Jesus is in your life, give generously. Son of Man came to save the lost, and the way he did it was by giving himself, by giving everything that he had. Those who say, I don't believe in giving, I don't want to give, they haven't had the encounter with Jesus that Zacchaeus did. I read a book recently on why people give, philanthropy, giving in general. The author found that in San Francisco, there's basically less giving there than anywhere else in the country, whereas South Dakota is one of the most generous places in the country. He called the Chamber of Commerce in San Francisco and he said, why don't people give in San Francisco? The lady who answered the phone said, honestly, it's a pretty godless place. He called South Dakota somewhere and he asked, why do people give so much in South Dakota? Well, they go to church. They know God. The world can see it. Zacchaeus saw it. When he was a godless man, he took. And Luke tells us that when he was saved, when he was found, he started to give. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your Son who gave himself for us. We thank you that he invited himself not just into Zacchaeus' house, but into his life, into his heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for inviting yourself into our hearts. Help us to give generously, to be like your Son, to be transformed into his image. We pray these things, Father, in Jesus' glorious name. Amen.